Jerry Bader Show, 1022. No takers on this. Give me one more stab at it. If we don't get any calls, I'll tell you what I think. I said I believe, and I just shared a couple of stories with you about the train wreck that Obamacare will be if it does take effect. Democrats have been playing the card. You just don't want it to go into effect because you know how good it's going to be. And we laugh at that. Jason just rolled his eyes. I contend Democrats do think this is good for America. A listener said, well, then why don't they want it? How can both be true? It's really very easy. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I'm going to try again to get a call or two on this. If nobody's brave enough to take a chance, I will tell you. While we're waiting for people to work up their gumption, Jason, FX1-4567. I didn't even know this, or I forgot about it or whatever. Last month, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced an online video contest to promote Obamacare. The secretary announced a few themes for the challenge, asking would-be video makers to create an animation, sing a song, or prepare a short clip on why young Americans are not invincible and need health coverage, writes Watchdog.org. The propaganda push promotion comes with a $30,000 prize. Harry Menasafi's entry is a spoof. He does why he believes Obamacare will be a total disaster for young workers. This is only about 2 minutes long, and I want you. Then we'll take calls because we've got a couple of people willing to try now. We'll take calls here in just a moment. But take a listen to this, and make sure you listen to the very last line. By the way, you can find this with the video at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. You can find this whole thing with the video at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Jason, go ahead.
It's a new, exciting online video contest. So we've got $30,000 in prizes.
What's hated by unions has businesses wary and dropping coverage like the skin secondary, causing thousands of layoffs, taking its toll. What's so good for people that they're forced to enroll? What's a law that's so good, folks who passed and defended it? See it and got waivers to be exempted. It's like Olestra. At first it sounded hip, but we quickly found ourselves dealing with a whole lot of Showbamacare, Obamacare, unions and businesses both in despair. So to recap, young people, your hours get cut and your income goes down and your premiums up, and the taxes you pay with the cash you have left go to pay for a stupid video contest touting Obamacare, Obamacare. Unions and businesses both in despair. It's hated by doctors and unions are mad. Not since Billy Ray Cyrus has someone made something this bad.
It's mean, but I still love that last line. I do. My contention is Democrats actually think this will be good for America, even though they were smart enough to try to get out of it. How can both be true? Larry in Green Bay. Larry, hi, you're at the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
My thinking is that a lot of Democrats don't like it. The educated Democrats don't. You have the uneducated liberal left that will believe any garbage that's spewed at them. They will not listen to nothing else. I have a sister who's a liberal Democrat, and when we talk about it, she thinks, oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. I tell her, yeah, it is, dear. It is.
Let me be specific. Do you think Harry Reid thinks this is good for America?
No, it's not good for America.
That's not what I asked. That's not what I asked. Do you think Harry Reid thinks it's good for America?
No.
Okay. You think he knows? You think he knows that this is really going to destroy America?
Yes. He don't care.
I don't entirely agree. Thanks a lot for the call. I actually don't agree with that. Debbie on the road. Debbie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I wish to just agree with partially with the last caller that said they don't want it. because of the premiums and because they know they'll lose their original health care, just like we will. However, they want to be exempt from it because it's all a big power control. I think I heard it first from Michael Savage. When the government owns your health care, they own you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they still want it to go forward. They're, and if anybody believes that Democrats are naive enough that they think this is good for us, I'm sorry, you're sadly mistaken. They know they'll have control of us.
Okay.
By owning our health care.
And
that's exactly why they want to push it forward, even though they themselves do not want it.
Okay, that was an absolutely brilliant call. That is exactly why they think it's good for America, because it gives them power.
Exactly.
Anything,
and that's what this whole
yes.
government is about. It's about power.
They are so they are so blinded by that, Debbie. You're right. They see all of the junk that it includes. They don't want part of it. But here's where I disagree. They don't want to wreck America. They think them having all the power fixes America. I think they're that twisted.
They have to be.
Yeah,
they have to be. And for anybody to keep this man in control, you're just handing over our country to him. I mean, I sit here and I'm sick to my stomach every day because I see my country dying. The original founding fathers made our government to protect us during times of war. That's all they were meant to do, not to have their fingers in everything we want to do to succeed.
Debbie,
and have the free market prevail as far as health care and business and everything. Why do you think the big unions and everybody want exempt out of this? They know how bad it is.
Debbie, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. The unions do. Here's where I think Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, they're so deluded. Now, they do realize it's screwed up. But they are so deluded and thinking that their power, that the government controlling everything ultimately wins, they're convinced they can fix it. This is where you might disagree with me. They're not trying to ruin lives. They're not trying to destroy you. No matter what signs tell them otherwise, they're convinced their way is better for you. Not right away. That's why they want to be exempt from it. But that's only because in their demented minds, they don't have enough power. Once they control it all, then they'll fix it and they'll create this nirvana for you. That's the danger that you don't understand. It would be easy if they really thought they were destroying the country. They would be easy to defeat that way. They actually don't get it. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.